ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is one of those songs that is so sad that it's funny.
One of my favourite musical discoveries of recent times has been Irish singer C-Mat. She's got it all, the voice, the songwriting chops, and charm for days. When Kira joined me to Take Five, it was like making a new friend. And we got to know just how she ended up gravitating towards her style of Euro country.
So my parents didn't play it. My parents weren't really into country music that much. I do think country music is just around in Dublin. It's one of these genres that is like omnipresent. Like there's always been huge country music fans. I think I remember there's a couple of pinpoint moments from my childhood. I can't tell you exactly when I decided that it was my genre, but there's a couple of things I remember happening. One was that Johnny Cash died in 2004. So I would have been like 8. And he suddenly became this like poster boy, or this like almost like a Kurt Cobain figure in Dublin, where there was like people were suddenly wearing Johnny Cash t-shirts. There was like posters of him everywhere, and everybody was playing his music all the time, and everybody was listening to Ring of Fire all the time when he died. And I just remember being like, this slaps. Like I just loved it. I loved it. I loved him. I loved his voice. And then in like 2007, the film came out, Walk the Line. And I think we just got it on DVD and everybody went to see it in the cinema because, again, Irish people love Johnny Cash. So it was like this event of like, oh, they're making a Johnny Cash film. You have to go and see the Johnny Cash film. This is a very specific memory. But I remember everyone had the film. Everyone around me had the film soundtrack downloaded on their iPod because everyone was like, ah, Reese Witherspoon's brilliant. Ah, she's very good. She's very good doing the songs. My mom used to make me go to athletics. She used to make me like run on a Monday and a Wednesday night, Dunboyne Athletic Club. I absolutely hated it. I hated it so much. I hated exercising. To this day, I don't love exercising. I really struggle with it. I'm just like, I don't see the point in this. Always, which is terrible. But so we used to run on this running track, and then you could like run up a hill. So if we were supposed to be doing, okay, ladies, you have to go do 10 laps. Me and this girl, Emma, who now lives in Sydney, we would like run up this hill and then we would hide behind a tree and like sit out all the laps, and everybody would be like running around and we would just be sitting there when we went back in on the last lap because I hated running so much. And she was like, for entertainment, Kira, you're really good at singing. Would you just like sing all the songs from Walk the Line? And I'd be like, yeah. So I would sit there cross-legged with this other girl, maybe be Emma and maybe this other girl, Fiona. And I just like sit there and go, I got arms and I got arms. Let's get together and use those arms. Let's go. Time's wasting. And I would just do that for ages with these other two girls who were just listening to me singing because they were like, yeah, you're good at singing. Sing. And I'd be like, okay. And that's so weird. That's such a weird, why were we doing that? Girls are so weird. Little girls are so weird. Like, what were we doing? Like, why were we doing that? I was like 10. And we did that every week. We did that all the time. And sometimes we'd eat jellies and do it at the same time. Again, this outside validation of like other girls told me that I was good at singing country music specifically. So I like latched onto it. And I did. I just loved it. It was one of these things where other people told me that I was going to like this thing. And I was like, you don't know me. And then it turns out they did. And they were dead right. Because country music continues to be my favorite genre. And I listen to it every single day.
The best storytellers come in country music, don't they? There's always just, there's humor, there's heartbreak, there's heart on your sleeve. You know, it's consistently some of the greatest songwriting is born in the country music genre.
Yeah, 100%. And I also make a case for the fact that I love old music. I love like vintage stuff. I love mid 20th century music. And country music is the first genre that I can think of where women songwriters who were writing about stuff that was happening to women from a very woman-centric perspective were like going to the top of the charts in that field.
Yeah.
So like you had Kitty Wells. Kitty Wells was 1951, I think. And she wrote like the rebuttal song to Honky Tonk Angels, which was It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, as if to say like women being drunk alcoholics isn't the fault of women, it's the fault of men who are ruining their lives all the time.
Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
And that like did well, and it was the 1950s, and that would have been seen as like really not an okay thing to vocalize, and definitely not something that was even very publishable in like books or magazines or literature or anything. But you got away with it in country music because you're like, well, it's my opinion, this is my experience, and you can't say that it's fake. And I think I've always been really attracted to it for that reason, because I love old things and I love being centered in old narratives, which is a very rare thing to happen.
She's acting single, I'm drinking double.
Well, your next choice is a country hit from Gary Stewart. This is an amazing song. Again, something that I hadn't heard before, but apparently was like number one on the country charts in America when it came out in the 70s. Tell us about why you chose She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles. What a great title.
This is one of those songs that is so sad that it's funny. So the first time that I heard it, it made me laugh because there's two things with Gary Stewart. One, the lyrics are so unbelievably pathetic and devastating, and he always paints a picture of himself as like the most lowly, pathetic human being that's ever walked the planet, which as a songwriter I can relate to. That's always my go-to. I'm always like, I need to make myself look as bad as possible so that I can get this out of my system. I think it's a great way of writing. The lyrics are like always very flowery. Like he's always got a way of like lining up the drink with his emotions and stuff. You know, he's very, very poetic, I think. But the third thing is his voice. His voice is like, he kind of always sounds like he's on the verge of crying. Like he sings from the part of your voice that you cry from. So it's so devastatingly sad. So the first time I heard the song, I laughed. I was like, ha 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 ha. This is a ha, ha ha ha. I was laughing away at this poor man. And I think the sucker punch comes from coming back around again. So it's like, it's sad, so sad that it's funny. And then you're laughing at it. And then you read about his life. And then you read about what happened to him. And then you realize this song is so real. It is so real. And then it's the most devastating song again. And it's this weird balance of like, such a heavy presence of earnestness and such a heavy direct type of communication can often make people like me, Irish person with a black sense of humor, like laugh, you know, like, you know, black comedy is very important for me, and like, you know, funeral gallows humor, you know. So when I hear something like this that's so sad, I'm like, ha ha ha, ha, that's camp. And then you actually realize that when they're being so genuine, it's this like weird, like double helix of like so sad that it's funny and so funny that it's sad that like crunches me. I don't know how to really, I don't think I have the literature or the language to describe exactly what I'm talking about with this song yet, but maybe in 10 years something terrible will happen to me and then it will finally fully kick in. But I just think this is one of the best songs ever with the best song title ever.
I'm not weak, I tell myself. I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my drown my troubles. My heart is breaking.
Unpacking Songs with C-Mat? Amazing. Her full take five can be heard right now on the podcast. I'll pop a link to it in the show notes.
Double J has the best music to soundtrack your summer. Whether you're in the car, relaxing at home, catching up with friends, or working through... You can take Double J with you on the ABC Listen app. Stream Double J live or check out brilliant classic albums, special episodes of the Take 5 podcast, exclusive live concerts, and heaps more. Double J and more great music for summer is on the ABC Listen app.